commission meeting, we had a replica.
Do you have those here?
We do not have a exact replica of what's being proposed because these would require custom extrusions from the manufacturer, and so until a bid has been let and they're under contract, they're not going to go to that expense. We provided a sample of similar windows that they've built in the past. I do not have that here, though.
So what kind of assurance, if we were to proceed with allowing you to put the new windows in, what assurance do we have through the process that the windows will meet somebody's expectation for quality?
Well, the drawings that were provided to us and requested initially for approval are highly detailed and would typically be sufficient.
And that would come back through the permitting process,
correct.
That they match what's been applied for.
Both through permitting and then final inspection.
Okay.
Thank you for your consideration. We appreciate it.
Thank you for answering our questions. And I just want to ask this again, because I haven't dealt with this issue before, this exact kind of issue before. There is no legal or is there not any legal precedent? And I appreciate Commissioner Fish's sort of follow-up to that. I'd like your comment on his follow-up and to answer the question again.
Well, I think he's given you a good lawyer's answer, which is, as a legal matter, you're deciding this case on these facts that have been presented to you and determining whether the facts that have been presented to you show that the approval criteria have been satisfied. As a practical matter, that will not stop anybody in the future from arguing that their case is like this or different from this and arguing that you ought to do the same thing or a different thing.
Does it provide precedence or direction to the staff-level decisions in matters like this?
Staff would give your decision whatever consideration they feel is appropriate in making recommendations to the Landmarks Commission in future cases.
Jeff Joslin, Bureau of Development Services. I guess I'd request that if you do go down that road, that the more information you could provide to us about just what the specific considerations were that led you to that place the more we could understand this as a single case decision rather than a broader precedent.
Thank you. So let's have a discussion on council.
Well, to that end, in my view, one of the distinguishing characteristics of this particular application is the use for which it's being considered, which, according to the testimony, would require that the sound in the room be less than what one would normally expect in a commercial office setting or a retail setting. So I think they've articulated a specific request for a replacement window that that I think might not necessarily apply to other similar projects if they are not for the same use. But having said that, and now being having worked in this field now for 6 years, I think is important to at all times, and one of the things we work real hard with the staff at BDS to do is to be as creative and as flexible and as oriented towards solutions as possible while certainly giving honor to the code, but to never try and enforce the code for the code's sake. And in what I'm hearing, frankly, from both sides here today is that this might be an example of that. If we can have a product that that replicates the appearance of the one that it's replacing, allows for a use that would otherwise apparently not happen if they can't get that particular product, and take a building that certainly could be contributing more to the city than it is now, I think that that's good. If we're not violating any of our principles of historic preservation, it doesn't sound to me like from either side that in fact we are. So I'm comfortable we're not setting any kind of precedent that may come back to haunt us, that we are, in fact, I think, maybe uncovering an area we want to spend some more time looking at, and that is specifically, do we have opposing goals in some of our energy goals and historic preservation goals? And if so, is there some way we may be able to even adjust the historic preservation code to make that more clear in the future? But in this particular case, I'm comfortable agreeing to the applicant's request and allowing the project to move forward based on what we've heard.
Commissioner Fish, any thoughts?
I'm struggling with this one because I understand the pragmatic approach that my colleague is suggesting we take, but the particular code language is pretty narrowly tailored in terms of the opt-out. And yet what I'm hearing is that we've got to balance a number of concerns, that the intended use of the building could actually dictate how we apply the code. That's one issue. That there could be a sufficient matchup that we're really arguing six of one, half dozen of the other. At the same time, you know, there's very specific directive in the code about repairing rather than replacing.
Where practical.
Well, then it goes on to say where the severity of the deterioration requires replacement, blah, 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 where practical. So that kicks in at the back end. I'd be interested in knowing where the mayor-elect is on this issue. It would be helpful to clarify my thinking.
Well, I think that there are enough unique attributes about this application that I would feel comfortable with allowing for new windows to be installed. For me, it's important, though, from a total green perspective, though, that the old windows be offered to local providers, local agencies such as the Rebuilding Center, and that and I don't know, and this is very important to me, but I don't know if it's legal, so it would have, the answer to it has weight on my position, is that I want someone associated with this process to have some sort of sign-off on the final product and the installation of the final product, just to make the connection that this is such a unique case, sort of underscoring that. I also want to make it really clear that if the majority on council does approve this appeal, that it is not suggest any sort of new precedents for staff level decisions or anyone contemplating doing renovations or buying buildings for renovations in the future, because I will just as easily say no to something that I thought was not notorious, no matter how expensive it was or whether it makes a future project or not. For me, that's not the reason to approve your appeal. So that's where I'm at. What are the legal, can we stipulate certain things?
I think just about all of what you've outlined can be included in any revised decision and conditions. The one I'm not quite clear on is staff involvement in, I guess, inspecting the replacement windows as they're installed.
Staff signing off on a prototype, or because I don't know what the manufacturing process is exactly, but somebody signing off that's been associated with this part of the process so that I feel comfortable that my concerns about quality, and I don't know you all. I know the company that you work for, which is held in very high regard, but I just want to make sure that the manufacturer and the contractor on the site, that if we're going with replacement windows, lives up to my expectations of quality.
If I understood what the applicant said, apparently there were examples presented to the Landmarks Commission. Is staff able to verify that those are satisfactory?
You, one of you, and you can come forward as well and speak to this issue since it's important.
And who would you like to hear from first?
Why don't we start with you?
John Hiley, TBA Architects. I'll just sort of reiterate, I guess, the process, as I understand it, is that, as I said, these are custom because they're matching this specifically. They have generated the details that we showed, and those match the profiles and the character of the unit until they have a contract in hand and some assurance that they're going to be paid to do this. They're not going to make an extrusion or anything, because that is a big part of the cost of their process is to make those extrusions. We can solicit similar examples. We can, provide the one that we brought to the landmarks. But until the product is actually out at the job site, 84 windows, I think we'd be hard pressed to have a unit delivered for approval.
Thank you, Jeff.
The drawings, as I mentioned earlier, that have been provided are highly detailed. And
did you see the sample product?
Well, the sample product was a more generic extrusion.
Have you seen a window?
There wasn't a sample of a sash from the building and a comparable proposed sash replication out of aluminum. So we haven't seen one for one. But we do have drawings that show one for one. And again, they are quite detailed, and there's no reason, based on my experience, to assume that we need any more information than we've been provided in graphic form. Certainly with this direction, we would absolutely be scrutinizing those windows on site to ensure that they are as true a replication as been provided in those drawings.
Thank you.
Various complaints that I've heard over the years of our inspectors and plans reviewers, one has not been that they aren't detailed enough in their analysis of the plans and the final product.
So, Jeff, could any condition of approval refer specifically to those drawings to satisfy Commissioner Adams' concern?
I think they already do. The findings already do, yeah.
Okay. As long as that's, you're assuring me that that's ironclad and that the inspections will be with those drawings in hand and that those drawings recommend a one-for-one?
In fact, my fear is now that they will have known that you have said that, is that they will get a magnifying glass out and examine every square inch sash of every window.
And in this particular case, within reason, that's fine with me, because what we're doing here today is a break from a number of council or a number of city government permitting decisions. So I want to underscore how important this is to me, to the applicant.
And I'm sure it will also be true for the commissioner in charge of our agency at the time the building is actually constructed.
So is there any further discussion with staff or the applicant representative? If not, is there anyone on council who would like
to
make
to ask for testimony from anybody opposing the application?
Are you opposing the application? No.
Just picking us up.
Are there any rebuttals? We've kind of done that. We've had council discussion.
I have someone who signed up to support the appeal, Peter Meyer.
Mr. Meyer, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the City Council.
Thank you. My pleasure. Commissioners, Peter Meijer, architect, 710 Northeast 21st Avenue. At the time of the applicant's introduction to the Landmarks Commission, I was a sitting Landmarks Commission member, but recused myself because I am the historic expert on the development team. I'd like to testify just perhaps to answer some of the technical questions that were asked, as well as to give testimony that perhaps makes it a little bit easier to put this into a larger context. Rest assured that your decision on or the discussion about windows and the appropriate replacement will continue as it happened before, during, and after this. Those are healthy discussions. The Landmarks Commission will continue to hear those discussions. And in fact, on the day of denial of this particular application, the Landmarks Commission approved 100% replacement of the Meyer and Frank warehouse windows. And so this type of discussion will continue to happen in the future as well.
So they approved it, but they didn't act on it? Is that?
Meyer and Frank warehouse, completely different project.
Warehouse. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. The Nines was heard by the Landmarks Commission. I was a sitting member of the commission at that time. The Nines are not Magnum windows. Magnum windows are defined by the width of the windows, 6'6" in this case. Anything less than 6 feet is not a Magnum window. Widths are the determining factors of whether or not...
These windows are 6 feet wide?
6'6". And the window, wood window manufacturers do not make these windows. So it's not a question of the applicant not desiring this. The manufacturers of the products can't make them. They don't guarantee them anymore. The other one, perhaps on a larger context, the Landmarks Commission is not there so much to approve or deny or even participate in the design of these buildings that come out. They're really there to look at code and to see that the applicant has done their due diligence in meeting those codes. And by due diligence, I think if you look back at the records, the applicant on a number of coming before the Landmarks Commission did not only the survey, but they also looked into what is involved in restoring the windows, what is involved in replacing the windows, and what is the ramification of a decision either way. And it is really that aspect of the applicants doing their due diligence, being able to justify their decisions, which is, from my personal standpoint, the line of a little bit discomfort in that the Landmarks Commission often will hear people coming forward, applicants coming forward, is we want to replace windows because they are worn. And that is the extent of their presentation. But in this case, the applicant went beyond this to an unprecedented level of due diligence. So I don't think the commission is really out on a limb here in reviewing this as a precedent-setting case, because these type of discussions will continue, have continued, and I think you can be comfortable in your decision that you make today.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there someone that would like to make a motion?
I would move to approve the appeal and overturn the Landmark Commission's ruling with the conditions articulated by my colleague, Commissioner Adams, with respect to the review of the proposed windows.
I'm prepared to second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded.
Catherine's got a concern.
Clarification, the Landmarks Commission approved this project. What the applicant is appealing are conditions of approval that they imposed with respect to the windows. So you might want to modify your motion
yes.
to grant the appeal, uphold the Landmarks Commission's decision, but to modify it with respect to conditions of approval, I think it's B and C. And that will need to be a tentative decision, and we'll need to bring it back with revised findings and a revised decision.
So moved.
Second.
Council discussion? All right. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish?
I just want to say I very much appreciate the thoughtfulness of this discussion, and I've been struggling to come to the right conclusion based solely on the evidence and information presented today. The code says, generally, deteriorated historic features will be repaired rather than replaced. That means that's the general rule that we should follow, absent some unusual set of circumstances. I'm persuaded by the testimony, the due diligence undertaken by the applicant, and the unique circumstances of the intended use of this building, that they have shown a reasonable exception to the general rule. And I appreciate the further limiting conditions that Commissioner Adams has placed on our ordinance. And I think I want to make it very clear from this commissioner's point of view that the general rule is still the standard rule which we will apply. But there are from time to time instances where the facts suggest that we deviate from the general rule and bring some common sense into our debate. In this case, I'm persuaded that there should be an exception, and I frankly applaud the developer for the extent of the efforts they've made to come up with a historically sensitive replacement feature. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to compliment my colleagues here on the council for the discussion and thank the staff and the applicant for being part of that. I think the, it was a very good discussion. I've already talked about my concern that the message here is that this is unique, not a change in precedent, not a change in practice, and I think Commissioner Fish and summarized it well. So I vote aye. This moves to, do I bang this thing?
No, we need to set a date for this to come back, and then you can.
Okay, when do we?
How long do we need? 2 weeks?
2, 3.
Take your time, we have all day. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, that'll be September 4th. At 2 p.m., is that?
I will not be here. Does that matter?
Oh, you know, that will. Yeah, it'll have to be September 18th then at, well, it's just findings real quick or, sorry. Do we need a whole afternoon or?
We need people who have
heard
either
it.
Heard it.
Can we move it to the morning of the 17th? Just Commissioner Salzman will be gone and I have the three of them in.
Yep.
Okay, let's do the 17th at, let's do 10 a.m.
10 a.m. on September 17th. So this hearing is continued. Is that what I say? All right. It's continued and we're adjourned. Good job.
Enjoy this. Well, I was trying to say is he didn't need to be saying that.